end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan announced today he would not seek re-election in November and would also relinquish his leadership post at the start of 2019. Ryan also said it would have been disingenuous to run in 2018 and know that he would not be staying on moving forward. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich said sky's the limit for Speaker Ryan after his time in Congress.
He and his family might be much happier if he leaves, and he's got a great future. He's very young. He could easily end up running for governor and someday running for president. So he's got a lot ahead of him. On the other hand, you're going to have some people like Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, who now have a big incentive to go out and help elect candidates.
Speaker of the House Ryan did say he would be having dinner this evening with President Trump. Summer driving will be a little more expensive thanks to OPEC. This year, prices at the pump are expected to be 14% higher than last summer, which equals out to an average of $2.74 per gallon. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A major bank says it will stop lending to gun manufacturers that make military-style firearms for civilians. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The vice chair of Bank of America telling Bloomberg that going forward, it will not be the bank's intent to underwrite or finance military-style firearms. The decision, a response to the February shootings at a Florida high school that left 17 people dead. Bank of America says it wants to contribute in any way it can to reducing mass shootings. The vice chairman of the bank saying they expect some gun makers to take their portfolios to other banks, and they're fine with that. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg continues his testimony today on Capitol Hill. One of the questions that many folks have is Facebook a publisher or a technology company? Republican Senator John Thune from North Dakota shares his perspective.
I think that that question came up yesterday, and I think increasingly they are, you know, the platform versus publisher. Are they a neutral medium, or have they become somebody who actually is involved in influencing public opinion? And I think they, I think he pretty much answered that question yesterday, too. They're a publisher.
And finally, we're only a few weeks into the 2018 baseball season, but it appears the Chicago White Sox fans are already disinterested. Earlier this week, the White Sox hosted the Tampa Bay Rays to an attendance of 974 people. Now, it's worth noting the paid attendance was just over 10,000. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon. Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. I hope you're having a great day. I'm going to give you the weather forecast if you happen to be around today. It's April 11th, actually, 2018. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. Slight chance of showers between 9 and 2 p.m. on Thursday. Mostly cloudy with a high of about 65. Same, mostly cloudy with a low about 51 on Thursday night. Then mostly sunny all day with a high of 75. And then mostly clear with a low around 56 on Friday night, sunny all day with a high of 76 on Saturday, and then mostly cloudy with a low around 50. Showers likely, partly sunny with a high of 59 on Sunday, and then showers continue with a low around 46 on Sunday night. Showers likely, mostly cloudy all day on Monday, high of 58. We're going to go to our break right now, and then as soon as we get back, we have a very special episode today. I'm going to be introducing you to actually one of the hosts that you hear of all the time on Wednesdays at noon, Counselor Chat. You might know her, Ruth Altamura Roll. We go back a long way. And we're going to be telling you about a day that's coming up in Hunterdon County, East Amwell, actually, on May 5th. And it's a day springing into Mental Health Wellness Day. So stay with us. Ruth's going to tell us all about it. Thanks for watching.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to the show again. This is Talented People streaming live on Facebook through the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. And my guest today is Ruth Altamara Roll, and we go back a long way, right?
We do. We have quite a history.
It's so funny. Like, my son Brandon, who's 21, Michael's 25, it started back then. So it's 21 years ago that we met, and then you've always been in the counselor area. Tell us about you, and let everybody again know about your radio show.
Well, I'm a licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor, and I entered the field around 1985. I started off actually volunteering. I never really thought I would be a counselor. That was not necessarily a career goal. I was married to an alcoholic, and that did not work out. And so I started to volunteer at a youth shelter in Somerset County, and then ended up getting hired by the Good News Home for Women here in Flemington, even before it actually opened.
Wow. And that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, and I thought I was going to be sort of their house caretaker, you know, planning meals and whatnot, and they said, "Oh, you have a degree." I mean, that was before my master's. "Oh, you have a degree in, you know, in religion and, you know, whatever. We're going to make you our chief operating officer." I was like, "What?
Wow!"
Yeah, it was.
That's nice.
And they said, "And we want you to supervise our counselors when they start coming in." I'm like, "Well, I don't really know all that much." So I thought, "Well, it might not be a bad idea to go get my master's in counseling."
Wow.
And so that was sort of the impetus for me to go and do that. And then I ended up at Crawford House, where you and I met, and I was their program director for about 9 years, and then became their executive director. And
she hired me to do PR for them.
Yes,
that was back then. That's when I just started my public relations work.
Yeah, and so
it was fun.
Yeah, so we worked on a bike ride together, and we raised lots of money for Crawford House, which is a halfway house for women recovering from addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 18 years ago, I decided, being a executive director and all the politics and working on the board and all that was really not for me. I was much more, you know, that face-to-face counselor, which is what I do. And so about 18 years ago, I opened up my practice, and it's been going strong here in Florida.
Has it been that long?
18 years.
So after I was working with her, I moved down to Baltimore for a long time. And then when I got back, I was in Flemington, and then I ran into Ruth in the shop, right?
Right.
And it was like, what? And that was 15 years that had gone by, more yeah. close to, probably 14. And then for the last 5 or so years, we've been together here at the Chamber.
Yeah.
And you have your radio show and your practice.
That's right. My radio show's Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. And you can friend me on Facebook under Counselors Chat. But my goal, I mean, it's nice if it was builds up my practice more, but that's not my goal. My goal is to promote good mental health.
And I like the way I have to say, I love the way that I was watching one of your radio Facebook streams, and you had said that you don't even like to call it mental illness.
No.
I love that. Tell everybody about that, because you can tell you're so sincere to the mission.
Well, mental illness is kind of puts that stigma, and we want to remove the stigma. I don't want to be mentally ill. Mentally ill, am I crazy? What's wrong with me? I want to promote mental health. So it's like saying, oh, you know what, we need to get people into the gym, and instead of promoting physical health, we're going to promote physical illness. Well, we're not going to say physical illness. You know, that's not why you're going to go to the gym. You're going to the gym for physical health.
Right.
So I want you to think about getting into counseling for mental health. You want to improve your mental health. And, I don't think there's a single person that can't use some improvement in mental health. I know.
I think everybody, myself included, and everyone I know, needs at least something like what you're talking about.
I have had years of my own personal counseling. So it's not that, just being a counselor, but it's also benefited me personally. So it is about my giving back also.
You can tell. And before we go to our break, tell I love the way that you compare it with the way that we maintenance our homes and we change our tires, we change our oil.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Tell. This is your. I just been reading. I'm like, I'm all in.
So yeah, I mean, you know, as you're saying, you know, we go every year. We get a physical. You know, we get a physical checkup. We get our mammograms. We do, you know, all of that stuff. Our blood pressure tested, and you know, every year we take our car in for maintenance and get its oil changed. But we don't do anything in terms of our mental health.
So are we going to talk about what we can do?
We are going to talk about what we can do. And that's also, you know, you mentioned, Spring Day of Mental Health. That's also what that's about, talking about what we can do to improve our mental health.
And the day is coming up just about 2-3 weeks away.
Yeah.
Saturday, May 5th. At Mariah, which is a venue for events here in East Amwell. This is one of the debuts for this spring, hopefully outdoors, Manners Road, 122. Ruth's going to be doing a whole day from 9 to 3, and we're going to talk about it in a second. So stand by. We'll be right back, and thanks for watching In on Talented People with Ruth Altamaro Roll and myself, Jeannie Murphy.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back here. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy with my friend and counselor, Ruth Altamaro Roll. She's having an event. Tell all about the event coming up on May 5th.
Yes. I'm just going to refer here to my Facebook page. You all can find it on under Counselor's Chat if you're interested and you want to sign up. It's called a Spring Day of Mental Health. And there's a couple of reasons why I've decided to do this. I've never actually done something like this here in Hunterdon County. But May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm on the New Jersey Mental Health Counselors Association board, and we always talk about ways of promoting mental health. And it just came into my mind, you know, hey, let me do something. So Jeannie and I sat down and started to talk about it, and we came up with a Spring Day of Mental Health. And basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide some insight into mental health issues. So I'm going to talk about the difference between normal and healthy. Clients come in often and they say, I just want to be normal. And
that's what I want to say.
That's what we want to say.
I want to be normal.
Right. But the reality is when we look at statistics, I don't think I really want to be normal. I really want to be healthy.
Right.
And what's healthy for you and what's healthy for me can be two different things. So it's about looking at what's healthy. And so I actually work with people in eliminating that word normal, because it's really about being healthy physically,
right,
mentally, spiritually healthy.
And you have the whole religion. You had some kind of training and education when you started back as the CEO of the first place you went. What was your background in that? Because I love all of what you have to bring over to talk about.
Well, my undergraduate degree is in history religion, which is an interesting degree. I graduated from Moravian College in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania with a BA. And I'm the only one that ever graduated with a history religion degree because I never knew what I was going to be when I grew up. Mm-hmm. And I studied religion and philosophy and anthropology and history, and I never had enough courses in any of those things to actually declare them as a major. So I had to write a paper and present it to the college saying that history and religion work together. Like, you can't really have history without having all the religious aspects of everything that goes on in our lives.
Wow.
So they agreed to allow me to graduate with a degree in history religion.
I'm so glad I asked that question, because I'm telling you, I'm sorry. But, you know, when you're talking about, let's picture the day, right? It's May 5th. It's hopefully gorgeous out.
Hopefully.
Everything's all green and the sky is blue. And a lot of you out there who follow me, at least, know Mariah. It's my house in East Amwell.
And I've been there. It is gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. It's the view that's the gorgeous part, believe me. But if we're going to spend that day outside, hopefully. Otherwise, we'll be inside. And everybody knows Mariah. We got room. So it's going to start. Tell us about the day and how people can sign up. I do want everyone to know you can go right where you're at right now watching the streaming this program on Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. And you can click to read about it and then also click to Eventbrite to sign up. But go ahead and tell.
Yeah. So, I'm going to have lunch. I'm going to have some snacks, of course, mid-morning and late afternoon. It's not only about the food, but it's going to be healthy.
Yeah.
But I am going to talk about things like anxiety and depression and codependency. We're a very codependent society, and a lot of times we don't recognize that. And talking also about our self-talk, the shoulds that we have. And should is such an interesting word. We use it all the time. And it's one of the things that I bring to the awareness of a lot of my clients, because I should do this and I should do that and this should happen and that shouldn't happen. And what that word should, as a matter of fact, I think I even talked about it on my radio show earlier today, that should creates a lot of stress in our lives, which was my topic. It's Stress Awareness Month. And It puts these rules in there. They tend to be pretty rigid in our lives. And learning how to eliminate the shoulds and learning how to tolerate things better can actually help relieve the stress. One of the things that I'm pretty proficient in is cognitive behavioral therapy. And cognitive behavioral therapy, for the most part, is based on an ABC system.
Okay.
And what that means is, A, there's an activating event. The guy in front of me did not use his blinker.
Okay.
It triggers a belief system. That's the B. Everybody should use their blinker all the time. And the C is the consequence. I have road rage. I'm giving him the finger. I'm chasing him down the street.
I jump from A to C. When you explain that,
that's
my
exactly.
vision was, I want to just tell right. this person off.
And
sorry.
So,
I have anger management, I guess.
Exactly. But that's the thing. And so what happens is I don't recognize that I actually have the belief system. What happens is I have the consequence. You know, so I'm cooking dinner and I burned something and, you know, I'm really upset and I can't cook and what's wrong with me and my self-esteem is shot. So there's a consequence. And when I notice the consequence, that is what I can say. The consequence is related to the belief system. I'm a woman. I should be a perfectly good cook in the kitchen. You know, my mom was a great cook, and I'm rating myself against my mom or my aunt or my sister or whoever. You know, and so I'm belittling myself. The consequences, and this is part of what I learned. Three basic irrational beliefs, we call
them. I love it. Go on.
We have, and, you know, everything must be perfect, and it's not okay to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I live my life based on that belief system, then I have anxiety. I have depression. I have low self-esteem. I have a fear to take action. I have low frustration tolerance.
Wow.
Right. Mm-hmm. If I have a belief system that says everybody must like me, love me, and approve of me, again, that's irrational. No, everybody's not going to like, well, me, no. But, you know, everybody's not going to like me, love
right.
me. I don't like and love and approve of everybody. So right. why should that happen to me? There's the should. Well, when I have that, I have depression, anxiety. I can have rage, self-hatred. All of those things can be the consequence.
Stirred up, right.
Right, because of my belief system. And the third major irrational belief systems is life has to be fair, easy, and hold guarantees. So if... You know, it prevents me from taking action.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's low self-esteem. Life isn't fair. Why is this always happening to me? I'm afraid. I'm afraid to take action because I don't know if there's a guarantee, if it's going to work out. I need to know that this is going to work out. If it's not going to work out, I can't. So it prevents me from moving forward and participating in my life. The good news about a belief system is it's changeable. So
that's good.
I say this to people all the time. Did you believe in Santa Claus?
Yes.
How come you don't believe in Santa Claus anymore?
I do. No.
And people say that to me. No. But, you know,
we can change our belief.
Right. We change.
And as we get older, we do things to make that all still feel the way it should, right?
Yeah. Well, what we do is we say, wait a minute, there's Santa Claus is on every corner and so-and-so's buying wrapping paper and, you know, or even, you know, somebody tells me and I might be kind of crushed that belief isn't, you know, it's not real. But then I can make better decisions for myself.
Well, I was going to say, it's interesting that you bring this up. I just love this conversation. I want everybody to know, again, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is my guest, Ruth Altamaro Roll. She has Counselor Chat on 100 and Chamber Radio streaming every Wednesday, 12 to 1. So don't forget to listen in and watch. And also, we're having an event in East Amwell on May 5th about springing into mental health awareness, and it's Health Not Mental Illness Day, and Ruth is going to man the whole thing from 9 in the morning till 3.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering along your thought process of, do you find with your clients that I would think at least in this particular generation that the kids between like maybe 18 and 40, they have a really challenging set of circumstances, you know, maybe it's not that. Maybe it's everybody, like you say, who goes from being a child to an adult and then to being like an old timer where I'm like, been there, seen it, done it. Don't sweat the small stuff. It all works out. You know, is there something about that that kind of can help defuse a person's, even if they are older and they have that kind of anxiety that, you know what I mean? Like they just don't let themselves fully live it out.
A lot of times it really is about listening to your own self-talk. And what is it that you're saying to yourself? And people don't even think about self-talk. They don't even recognize self-talk. They don't even know. Now, I say, you know, what's your self-talk? I don't even know what you're talking about, self-talk. It's the things that you say to yourself. when you're quiet, when you're driving, when you're in the shower, when you make a mistake. Oh, man, I'm so dumb. I can't believe I made that stupid mistake. I'm not talking to anybody else. I'm talking to myself. And so the more aware I become of my self-talk, the more I can see what's going on. And if my self-talk is always negative, then the consequence to that is I feel negative. So that I can change that negative self-talk to positive self-talk. So rather than saying I'm really dumb, I'm always making a mistake, I can say to myself, you know what? It's okay to make a mistake. I'm learning from my mistakes. I'm a capable person. And capable people make mistakes all the time.
I'm cured. No, I was just serious. How long does it take if a client comes in your office? I mean, I know everybody's different. But like just in your counseling practice, how long does it normally take for you to gather, I want to say, a relationship of trust so deep that they're telling you the truth, right? And then they can start to open up and you can recognize, because that's what you do, what's going on.
Well, I think one of the things is that I will say pretty early on, people come in and just share everything that they need to share at the beginning. There's two reasons why. One reason is confidentiality, so that anything that anyone shares with me stays with me. I even say to people, if you see me out and about in town, you know, if you were my client, Jeannie, and I see you at ShopRite, I'm not going to come and say, oh, hey, hi, how are you? Because nobody knows why we have any kind of relationship. You can always come and say hi to me. You can break your confidentiality at any time.
Wow.
But it's my job to keep it safe for you to share anything that you want to share.
That's awesome.
And I also say to people, there's no such thing as political correctness in my office. Because if you are struggling with, I don't know, let's say I've got a neighbor from India next door and I've got issues with Indian people, but it's you know, it's politically incorrect for me to talk about that, but it's causing a lot of anxiety in my life, a lot of anger in my life. I need to talk about it. Well, it's politically incorrect. I can't. Yes, absolutely. You're coming to my office to share everything that you need to share.
Wow.
And so I make it
You're not
safe,
judging, and you're keeping right, confidential. Right, you just want to hear it.
Right. It's not my job to judge. You know, I have people, we have different political opinions, we have different religious opinions, different religious beliefs. None of that makes a difference. And my job also is, and I think that's one of the things that was taught when I was getting my master's, is empathy. So it's not really what my views are. It's really about your views and how your views are affecting your life. And are you feeling fulfilled in your life? So that's what's most important. What's going on with me is not that important.
Mm-hmm.
In the counseling arena.
Right.
I mean, what goes on with me, of course, for me is important, but for you, it doesn't make any difference. And
right.
There's no need.
For me to know that I could trust you to be not judged and to be open and then just laid out there. Again, I love that whole example of the political correctness stuff, because I also feel like if you can't get the client to really tell you what's going on, then this is a waste of time. What about, where is your office located at? How does someone get in touch with you? And like, is there like a waiting 3 months? Because I know a lot of times right now, in the behavioral area, people pick up the phone and they call and they're booked up for 6 months. They can't get anything anywhere. But what's your, I mean, I know that you are offering services to tell us.
Right. I try not to keep a waiting list. So I do have openings. My schedule, generally I start around 10 in the morning and we'll go until about 8 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Because I know that people work. But I do have some boundaries and I do have some limits, so I don't work on weekends. Some counselors do, but then they'll take other days off. But for me, I take my weekends.
Your office is?
And it's right on Main Street here in Flemington. It's 26 Main Street.
Okay.
On the second floor above the Main Street Bagel and Deli shop.
Nice.
And if anyone wants to find out more information, they can go on the web. It's www.altarolecounselor.net. That's a lot. It's OurToRoll with two L's, counselor.or.net. Or you can call me at 908-237-2899. And I put that phone number out on my show. You can call and say, oh, I would like you to talk about, I don't know, parenting any kind of thing that you know, because mental health isn't only about depression and anxiety and addiction. You know, but I'm struggling with my parenting. Can you talk about parenting skills or relationship issues or communication issues? So call me, 908-237-2899. And that is also, if you want to make an appointment, that would be the same number. You can call me.
And then you were also, okay, so in the way of services, like you talk about, there's so many different things. You've got couples counseling.
I do.
And what else?
And individuals.
Individuals, yeah. Couples.
And I would say because so much of my background, both at the Good News Home for Women in Crawford House, which is, like I said, a halfway house for women recovering from addiction, and even my master's degree, I specialized in addiction and recovery. So I would say probably a good 75% of my clients are either in early recovery or they may have a son or a daughter that's struggling with addiction.
It's everywhere, right.
Right, or they may be struggling with their own codependency issues, or they might be adult children of an alcoholic or addiction or some other type of addictive. I work with people who have eating disorders.
Do you have a, is there any, I want to say, I know the opiate addiction right now and everything else is, like you say, addiction in itself is a huge thing. Age-wise, how young would you treat? Or how old?
I will say the oldest client that I've ever had was 82.
Aww.
And the youngest was 5. I probably mainly young adults, 15, 16, up to however old, mm-hmm. I'm going to say is basically. I mean, I can work with younger children. And I do play therapy with them, but I would say
it's just unusual to your day-to-day work.
Yeah, my specialty really is much more around addictions and couples counseling. And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, tell everybody again one more time about the event, and then we're going to go to the commercial break, and then we're going to get back and talk more a little bit about everything that you'd like to make sure we share today on okay. Talented People.
So, yes, the event is on May 5th. It's a spring day for mental health, and it's going to be at Mariah, which is, you know, Jeannie's home, which is lovely. I've been there. It's going to be a great venue. We're going to, you know, talk about things like anxiety and depression and addiction and codependency and what's normal versus what's healthy, and I'm going to provide some tools, some anger management tools.
I cannot wait.
Stress management tools. It's just a broad overview. It's not really about getting into the weeds and into the specifics.
Right. But it's open to the general public.
It's open to the general public. It's $45. Mm-hmm. It includes
a whole day with a little light fare breakfast.
And lunch. Yeah. And
It's just going to be so beautiful. Like, for one, I think it's what I'm really looking forward to is, A, hopefully being outside. But inside, no problem. It's just peace. And then you're going to start talking about mental wellness,
right,
instead
exactly.
of illness.
Exactly.
And so we're going to just be able to learn so much as we are right now. And this is just a teaser. So you have to sign up and come. We want you to come.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to the break real quick. It's May 5th at 122 Manners Road in East Amwell Township, which is Ringo's, New Jersey, on Saturday the 5th, starting at 9 o'clock. And you can go to Eventbrite. You can go to Jeannie Murphy Public Relations.
Or a counselor's
chat. Or just a counselor's chat and find the sign up. And we look forward to seeing you. So just stand by. We're going to go to our last segment of Talented People in just a minute.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing.
The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is my guest. She's actually the host of one of the other Hunterdon County Chamber radio shows called Counselor's Chat on Wednesdays between 12 and 1 every week. Her name is Ruth Altamora Roll, and she's just telling us a little bit more about some of the things you're going to be talking about on May 5th at Mariah.
Yes, and which I'm really excited about doing. Like I said, I've never done this before. I mean, I've done workshops before and participated in them, but they're usually at conferences and those kinds of things rather than opening something up to the public. And like I said earlier, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so I thought this would be a good venue to bring mental health awareness to the public and provide some techniques. Like we talked about a little bit earlier, you know, with the way we think about things and the shoulds and the self-talk and making those changes. But also we're going to talk about anger and how I can give you some tools on how to manage anger and relieve some of that stress, because I think we tend to be in a pretty angry society anymore because we're so stressed. And also to talk about boundaries and limits. And for those of you that watch, you know, and listen, now it's watch and listen to Counselor's Chat, I do talk a lot about boundaries and limits and how important they are in our lives so that we can have healthy relationships and healthy self-esteem, really, when we have good boundaries and limits.
A lot of people really, really enjoy getting out on an early spring day and being able to be outside and being able to learn something new. And you don't find this every day, everywhere. I mean, unless you're going because you've committed yourself to going to a group counseling session or something, you're going to be presenting and there'll be a lot of people there and we'll just be able to learn so much more that we don't have access to every day. I love that. And I love the way you said yourself that you don't work on weekends because you set your boundaries.
Right.
You're kind of living your own preaching of what you do by just saying, a lot of people offer more services, but not me.
It was really,
and you were okay with that.
Right. It was really interesting when I first opened up my practice and I was talking to other people who had private practices. They said, well, don't expect to be in private practice more than 2 or 3 years because you're going to burn out. My show today was on stress and burnout, but that's,
I want to hear all about
it. And they said, you know, because, you know, you're going to have to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning for the people who want to see you before they go to work. And you're going to have to be there at, you know, 9 o'clock at night for the people who want to see you after work. And you're going to have to be there on Saturday for the people who work and only want to see you on Saturday. And you're going to have to be there on Sunday afternoon. I'm like, oh, no. That's no. And so from the very beginning, I set limits. And I said, you know, there's no way. And If I leave my office at 8:30 at night, I don't start until 10:30 or 11 in the morning the next morning.
You're your own boss.
I'm my own boss.
And you're letting yourself, you have flexible hours and you're okay with, you trust your work enough.
Right, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I've been doing this private practice for 18 years and I don't feel burned out from it. I always feel invigorated by it.
Yeah, I would think, first of all, for everybody out there, everybody knows, like, I'm like the massive, I just can't stand naysayers. Makes me crazy. So when they were telling you, you're going to have to work weekends, you're going to have to get up at 6, and you're like, I don't have to do anything.
Right, exactly.
But I'm going to do what I want to do. And then on top of it, we're going to burn out. I would think the way of your personality, the way you are, you're so interested in, like, we've talked so many times over the years, and every time I'm talking to Ruth, I feel like I'm really talking to someone who really cares about whatever I'm talking about. I don't even know what it is. You know what I mean? But, like, you know, even the day that you were at the event, we had the Need It Now Know-How Club, right. And you were, like, watching and observing everyone, and then you're like, I'm gonna use this place.
Yeah.
You're very observant, and you're just sincere. So in your, you know, profession, which I love your scarf, by the way. Those are really cool notes, musical notes. I would think that when a person came into your office as a client, You really probably give your whole in to them because you're interested in what they're saying. You said you've learned your own over your own years, and this is what you do.
It's, you know, I find for me that I'm very focused on the person that comes to my office. And it really is interesting, you know, people, how do you listen to people's problems all day long? Well, there's two keys. Key number one is that it's not my problem. I'm listening to your problem, and I'm here to support you and help you through your problem. I've learned not to take it home. When I was at Crawford House,
yeah,
I would get in the car, and I would drive home, and I'd be crying. I said the wrong thing. I messed this person up. If I had continued in that mindset, I wouldn't be doing this today. I'd be working at Wawa. So,
okay. Right. I want you to know what you're touching on is very true, because in that clinical area, the behavioral health area, nurses, whatever, they have a really hard time letting go a lot of times. Yeah. Not everybody, but a lot of times it's like they're taking the problem home with them.
Exactly.
It's like I know from my author, Dr. Paul Marcy, on employee engagement, stuff like that, learning about those different types of environments.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, oh my God, because there's so much compassion, but you have to find a way to say, this is not my problem. I am my own.
Exactly. And I do. And the other thing is that when I am with a client, I'm so focused on them that any of the things that are going on in my life, generally speaking, I don't think about them. Mm-hmm. I'm really focused on your experience and what's happening for you and your perspective and your emotions, and that's what I'm focused on. And so everything else that's mine is left out.
And that's honestly, is that good? It would seem like that's pretty good therapy, yeah. Because basically you're so interested in helping and giving and doing good, like what you were talking about with the negative anxiety things where they're going, I never did that right, or and then all of a sudden there's like, wait a second, I'm really enjoying helping you,
yeah.
And I don't need to chat to myself about what I'm doing
exactly,
wrong.
Exactly. So I don't have a lot of self-talk. Now, I will say that I do at times talk about things in my own life with clients when if I feel that, you know, that it might be helpful. So I have had so many experiences in my personal life that, you know, heavy experiences. And, you know, so there are times when someone is talking about, let's say, you know, what it was like, what it's like for them being in an alcoholic marriage. Well, I could say, yeah, you know what, I know what that's like. I myself had been in one, and these are some things that I learned for myself. So I do provide that kind of, I guess, information, and I think that also helps people feel a little bit more connected with me rather than my just sitting and listening. So right. I am interactive.
Oh, yeah, and you're honest about the fact that you have similar like stories to share too, which I think is engaging.
And I give homework to my clients.
Oh, I was going to say, and you're funny.
I am funny. I am funny. And well, humor is good.
Yeah.
But I do. I give homework because...
Like what?
Well, journaling. I do give that one.
Okay, let's hear.
And journaling is really important. It does two things. One is it keeps a record of your progress. The other thing is it gives you another outlet. So, and I say someone else to talk to. I'm talking to my journal. I'm having a really frustrating, and I say to people, you know, you're not going to have it published, so you don't have to worry about spelling and grammar, and it doesn't have to look pretty. You know, you just kind of use it to just spill out your guts on a piece of paper. And sometimes people say, oh, what if somebody, if they read it, they're not going to read it. If you're really concerned, destroy it. But it's...
Right.
Yeah.
Or email it to yourself.
Or email it to yourself.
And then
or,
delete it the next day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's really a great way of, you know, and I had somebody come in and she brought her journal and I should be doing this and this shouldn't be happening. And I said to her, you know what? I want you to go and start reading your journal and start circling all those shoulds because they really are playing a huge role in your life. Same thing if I'm working with a couple, you know, to say, okay, let's practice some good communication skills. Your homework is to go home and practice some good communication skills.
Give us some tips. Give us one that we can, like, take home. I'm married. I want to do it.
Okay. Well, the one thing that's really important when communicating in a marriage is that sense of empathy. And it's also using I statements. So, you know, you made me so mad when you came home last night and you didn't call me saying you were going to be late. I'm so mad at you for that, okay? Because you made me mad. And that's what we say. You made me.
Right.
And the reality is you didn't make me mad. I am mad. So I'm going to use an I statement. I felt mad last night because you came home late and you didn't call me. Because, see, I have an expectation. The expectation is you were going to be home at 6:30. You didn't get home at 7 till 7:30. I expected that you were going to call me. So you, if I don't have that expectation, you know, you get home when you get home, I'm not going to be angry about anything. So there's that. I feel with a feeling word, when, because. Okay. Then
I totally agree.
Right. Then there is the person who's listening. And you're doing a really good job of listening. You're paying attention right now. You're looking at me. I don't think that you're formulating any other words in your head. You're just listening.
I'm fascinated, right? Too.
Then the listener responds. And the listener responds by saying, okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that, you know, you're feeling angry because I didn't call you saying I was going to be late. Is that correct? Yeah, that's correct. And I say, is there more? Yeah, actually, there is more because I get really worried when I don't hear from you. And I feel anxious because I think something happened to you on the road. And I don't know why you're not, you know. And so, okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that you feel anxious also. So not only are you angry, but you're also anxious and you're worried about me. Is there any more? You say, no, that's about all I have to say. Okay, well, may I respond? So I ask, may I respond? I'd like to hear your response. And generally speaking, I would say, you know, I'm really sorry that you felt that way. My intention wasn't that you were to feel angry, or especially I don't want you to feel anxious. And now that I know about that, you know, I'm going to make an extra effort to call because you're important to me and I don't want you to feel anxious. And I definitely don't want you to feel angry. And so I'm going to call you. I may add, however, I also had, you know, I had a meeting and there was a lot of stuff going on at work and I was feeling really frustrated at work. And so then it becomes that back and forth conversation where we're listening for the feeling words and we're listening with empathy. Empathy doesn't mean that I necessarily agree. I validate. This is your experience. You know, if you come home whenever time you come home, I don't have a problem with it. But for you, you need to have a, you know, more information about when I'm due home. And so we may have a different perspective, and that's your life experience.
I love it. Hi. How are you guys? All right. So now I just want to sign up. I already did, of course, but I want you guys to sign up to come because if you're anything like me, it's just something like I think we all need to have a day like this. Like, I just want to go back to the beginning where, you know, we get our mammograms and we get our heart, you know, checked. We get our, you know, blood pressure. We do our tires, our teeth.
Yeah, I got to take my car for inspection later.
It's
overdue.
And so, but we don't really do that to our wellness of our health, our mental state. And that's what we're doing on May 5th. Yep. And I think it's going to be just so exciting. It's already 3:54, so I want to make sure that if there's anything else you want to make sure everybody knows about, including one more time about the event. And,
it's a spring day of mental health. You can go on Counselor's Chat, and you could find it there to sign up under Eventbrite. Sign up there. It's $45. We're going to have a nice lunch. It's going to be a beautiful spring day. I wish I can guarantee that. But as I said, there are no guarantees, but I can hope for that. And I think that it's going to be a lot of fun.
And one thing I really want everybody to know about, too, is that I, as an entrepreneur, have been kind of listening to Ruth talk about what this day is about. And I was telling her, I'm like, first of all, it is open to the public. Secondly, we are breaking the stigma in the way that it's not about mental illness. But if you have a little challenge, you're not alone. That's why I'm having it with her there. And I can't wait until I get there to learn more. But we want you to know that this day is open to anybody who would like to come out. I think in that place where that you may either struggle with having to take home some of the burden and you need to learn how to get the boundaries and make sure not self-talk and all that stuff that you do. And then if you're in your own business and you have anxiety because you have to support yourself and you're nervous, you know, whatever. I know she's going to go over it that day and we want you to come. And I also just want to say that it is $45. It does include late fare and then snacks and lunch. It's from 9 to 3. And I don't think you can really go anywhere else to have such an awesome opportunity between all three things. So join us. And don't forget, if you don't invest in yourself, don't expect anyone else to.
That's excellent.
So anyway, thanks so much for watching Talented People today.
Thank you,
Ruth, thank you so much.
That's great.
It's awesome. And we really hope that you'll be part of our May 5th day. So take care.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump warned today that a U.S. airstrike on Syria will be coming in retaliation for a suspected chemical attack, although he did not say when. There's been some talk of President Trump seeking congressional approval for any airstrike on Syria. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says it's not really needed.
I don't think he needs to come to Congress. The fact is, this threatens national security. The job of Congress is very simple. We declare, according to the Constitution, if a state of war exists, and we provide the financial oversight and resources in terms of the execution of that.
The first accuser to testify at Bill Cosby's retrial described the comedian as a serial rapist. The courtroom dramatics prompted mistrial requests by Cosby's lawyers, which were denied. The woman alleges that Cosby sexually assaulted her back in 1986 in Las Vegas. You can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
The president's approval ratings in one respected survey's latest poll is its highest it's been in over a year. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The latest Quinnipiac University poll finds President Trump with a 41% job performance approval rating, his second highest rating ever, as last year it hit 42% a few weeks after his inauguration. This poll also shows nearly 7 out of 10 voters say that President Trump should not fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan announced he will retire rather than seek another term in Congress, and we're starting to see some reaction to that announcement. Senator John Thune of North Dakota, he's a Republican, he said Speaker of the House Ryan will be missed.
He's a great talent. He's an incredibly bright, smart guy, strong, you know, policy mind, somebody who's made a huge difference in the time that he's been here, and it'll be a real loss for the institution and for our country.
Crude oil prices rose today to their highest point since 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg continues to be questioned on Capitol Hill today. Much of the conversation revolved around Facebook possibly censoring certain groups it did not agree with politically. Take a listen to Zuckerberg explain why that would never be the case.
Congressman, this is a really important question. There is absolutely no directive in any of the changes that we make to have a bias in anything that we do. To the contrary, our goal is to be a platform for all ideas.
The deadline for filing taxes on income earned in 2017